ready for another episode of You Mister. My name is Zach, and we got the usual crew here. Got Andrew, Alex, Jack, and Rylan here, and we just experienced a movie. That's a second documentary, I think. Second, right? On this channel so far, this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did Indie Game the movie, Andrew, and now I've brought...
Back-to-back's Texas films.
Back-to-back Texas films. First of all, yes, we had Friday Night Lights in the previous episode. Oh, yeah, we staying in Texas, baby. We stay here. We keep it real.
Human drama in the middle of hard Texas.
Can we
Texas?
Move from Texas?
I don't know, man. I like this Texas
it's
vibe.
It's up to you, man.
Well, it's your choice next, so you get to decide where we go.
You get
from
to break
here.
This Texas streak.
This is
on.
True.
I'll bring you to Canadian Texas, Alberta.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting. I don't know. I think you just
now
keep
I gotta
it
find
there.
A movie as well.
you just put yourself in a corner.
Shit. That can't be a lot.
But yeah, the film we watched today was called Hands and a Hard Body, and I bet you missed it, because not a lot of people have seen this, especially nowadays. But this is a documentary from 1997, and it's basically about a competition down in Texas in 1995, where they get a bunch of contestants to basically put their hands on a hard body truck, and basically they have to stand there and keep their hands on the car, or the truck, sorry, and... They kind of go hours and hours just standing there trying to last, and the last one to remain standing with their hands on the truck wins the hard body.
It's a human drama, man.
Yeah,
it's mind over
drama.
Mind.
Mind over mind. Mind over mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind, wait, what did he... No, he said something
Mind
before.
Over body, mind over
body,
mind.
Mind over mind. Wow.
Words of wisdom from a previous winner. We got a lot of those.
Before we get into the sexy film, though, I'm going to just pimp out some of our, our social medias. We got SoundCloud. We got / You Missed It podcast. We got Facebook / You Missed It. Twitter @ YMI _ podcast. You got Instagrammies @ YMI _ podcast. You got YouTube. You Missed It ? Podcast, and you've got the good old Spotify as well, and let's not forget Jack's mailbox. Send Jack whatever you want. You send him all the hard bodies you can find.
Send him pieces of
give him all your hands. Send him photos of hands. Send him scans of hands.
I want some gloves. I want to smell them.
You're sweaty. Yeah, you know what? Wear gloves for like 65 hours and then mail them. Mail them to Jack's mailbox. I like that.
That'll be a whiff.
Preferably if they were on a hard body, too.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it thematic here.
Eventually, I can build a truck with all these gloves.
Then it'd be a pretty soft body.
Yeah.
So, there's a few facts I can say about this movie. I mean, other than it coming out in 1997. It won Best Documentary at the Los Angeles Film Festival when it came out, which is pretty cool. It was a lot of audience awards and stuff. Also, Robert Altman, close to the time of his death, he was developing a feature adaptation of this movie.
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was a musical, a Broadway musical that was made from this movie called Hands on a Hard Body that was very successful in 2013.
I want to see
it. So pretty recently. Oh, yeah, and you can watch it online and stuff. It's crazy. And they based it on all the characters and everything based on this documentary.
Amazing.
And, just this crazy phenomenon. And then recently, very recently, like a month or two ago, like Tarantino shut it out. He said, this was, the documentary that he used to, tell people to go see and stuff. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was Hands on a Hard Body, amazing.
Did,
kind of thing. And they put it all over the website now, all over Hands on a Hard Body. They're like, look what he said! Watch our movie! It's pretty funny.
Did you know, when the future of the contest?
I was about to mention that. So, 2005 is the last year. One guy dropped out of the contest, and you know that Kmart they were talking about?
Yeah.
He went across the street to a Kmart, he smashed the front windows, went and grabbed a shotgun and killed himself. And it pretty much ended the contest.
Hold on.
Holy.
Hold on. 2005, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can still go into a Kmart and get a loaded shotgun, or at least get ammunition and a shotgun that easily that you could blow your brains out.
You can.
In a car. That's fucking insane. Texas, get your shit together. God
in
damn.
U.S. in general, you can get there. Yeah, because
that's
what
there's states in the U.S. where you can't.
It's pretty easy.
Well, yeah. Well, no, there's like the waiting periods in some places.
No, but like Walmarts and stuff, they have the racks.
A lot of them are separate. They'll keep the ammunition separate. Like all the guns aren't loaded and stuff. Was the gun fucking loaded?
No, he had to load it. He had to load it.
Yeah, but it was like right next to it or some shit. Probably. He just took some shells and like, fuck off.
Yeah, because when the police showed up, it was kind of like a standoff and he just like shot himself, killed himself. And so there's this big lawsuit. It took like 3 years.
Wait,
resolve.
Why would they blame the...
Because his state, his mental state was so out there. He's one of the last people, I think, or something. And he was just so far gone that they were like, yeah, this is a thing. And they settled out of court, but out of respect of the whole thing, they were just like, yeah, we're kind of done after that.
I can't... You know, the crazy thing about that is I can't imagine, like, just letting somebody... They were just letting people walk off after that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, fine, like 12 hours or a day, maybe. You're like, well, you're probably not, like, totally fucked up after that. You could probably get yourself home or something, or you're not that emotional. But once it starts getting into, like...
Over a day.
Yeah, you start getting into 2 days and stuff, or into the two-day mark. Then,
you're not there anymore.
Then it becomes a mental health issue, right? Because your body and your mind start to break, so... Yeah, I think, like, how could you just... The one that got me was that girl they just let wander off.
Yeah.
She's wandered Kelly. In. She could have fucking died.
Yeah, hit by a car or whatever,
Easily. She could have, like...
Or a Nissan truck.
Yeah, a hard body.
She could have easily actually just gone without any, like, direction or anything. Yeah. Like, and she could have just, the elements could have just, like, taken over.
Yeah.
She could have died that way. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
She could have... Because she had no direction, right? She was just going. She could have ended up anywhere.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Could have walked into a fucking lake and just, like, drowned or something.
Yeah. But no, man, it's all about the win that truck. Who cares? You know? Who cares? You go home, you find your way home.
Yeah.
That's all it's all about.
We don't even know. We don't even remember what fucking Nissan truck it was. That's how unimportant.
Yeah, because we were so invested in the human drama.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it was. And speaking
of... Can you find out... What Nissan truck were winning, okay? Because it's important.
Jack will look this up, but in the meantime, speaking of being invested in human drama, Andrew, were you invested in this film?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know. They kind of do a good job of editing it in a way that's like you get invested in their stupid contest because it is a fucking stupid contest.
It's hilarious.
I think it's stupid from the beginning all the way to the end. But at the same time, you're like, well, I'm invested.
Yeah.
You're like, now I'm invested in this dumb fucking contest.
Yeah,
because
you're
like,
everybody.
These people are getting, like, fucked up, and I want to know how it works out for them.
Yeah.
Who wins, you know? I actually care now who wins this truck, which is, you know, a testament to good storytelling, because I really shouldn't give a shit about this. This is why, if you Google this, the only thing that'll come up is this.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much this,
this
documentary or anything based on it, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it makes sense. The contest is just so under the radar because it only matters to the people there. But the documentary is so good that it kind of elevates that. It popularizes the contest, I guess, because,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because there's no way... I bet you if this documentary wasn't made, we still... Nobody would know what this contest is.
They wouldn't know it except if you were in that area, because it was still popular.
Yeah, in that area specifically, because, you know, it was like a small town thing, right?
Yeah.
What, Longview?
Longview,
yeah.
Yeah, but it was...
so it wasn't like this contest was happening in, like, you know, like a big city, like Houston or something, right?
No.
Yeah, I just got invested in it. I thought the way they filmed it was cool. Like, they were just chronicling this whole thing, picking the best footage. And what shocked me, actually, like, what surprised me, not shocked me, what surprised me about this whole thing is how much material they got from the whole thing. Because you think that when they started this, I was like, well, they're going to have to, like, do all this build up because... Mm-hmm. Like, the actual contest itself, how fucking interesting could that possibly be? Mm-hmm. People standing around a car suffering for, like, you know, 80 hours or whatever, right? That can't be interesting. That's got to be boring. Because, like, what's going to happen, right? But I'm shocked how much material they actually got from it. Like,
there's so many characters and
just
strategies they come up with, and they're different things that, you know, that come out, like, the more they get under fatigue and, like... mass mental hysteria. That's a testament
to them actually filming it the whole time.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, trying to tap in, tap out for, I'm sure they had to.
Oh, of course.
In order to film it, right?
No, they were up the whole time.
Right there alone for the ride.
Yeah, well, I wonder a lot of the stuff that they missed, too, because for sure they missed a lot.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just the nature of it, right? I love how they caught some. I love how they actually caught one person cheating. Like, that's a cool.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a cool bit. Like, I dig that because, you know, you get so much footage. Eventually, I guess you were bound to catch somebody yeah. doing something fucked up.
And but... it's like a major one. It's like, oh, there's no disputing at all.
But... oh, it was like so obvious. Yeah,
but the judges weren't on it. So it's like.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're going to do this intense contest, like. You're like, oh, they didn't. She's joking.
That yeah, they didn't go to the school of hands on hard body
judging or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but like, if you're gonna put people through something like this, maybe you should take it seriously.
And yeah, that one lady who was like really pissed about the
dude.
The oh yeah,
they were the most country ass people I've ever seen. Like, damn,
20-ton they were so fun to watch. Unit.
Oh yeah, the 20 ton.
Dude, he was hilarious.
Get minus 12.
Yeah, he's like, my favorite thing, just, it could, we didn't know it could get down to minus 12, but we found out real quick, get down to minus 12. Like, no shit. God damn, he took a fucking department store air conditioner and put it in his home, in his regular ass-sized home.
Amazing.
Wow. Wow, I just love that. That is a fucking... country ass thing to do, yeah, and I dude. Love it. Anyway,
I have more input on the truck. I don't have the exact model, just because they don't really.
Well, not
specify.
The model, just the.
But it's called. It's known as a Nissan D21 or a Nissan Datsun truck, and it's just the particular small model pickup truck, and it was a series that went on from like the 80s to like late 90s, early 2000s.
2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it run
the contest, sorry.
No. He's talking about the truck.
The truck model. Yeah, it's a truck model. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the Nissan D21, but it's also known as a Nissan Hardbody. So yeah. it actually is known as that. It's got other names.
Hardbody, okay.
Yeah, Power Eagle, Pathfinder, 850. You know, so.
The interesting thing is, like, yeah, it's like, you know, I'm sure it's a good truck and everything, but, like, Nissan isn't the first car manufacturer that you think of when it comes to truck in Texas. Like... do you even really I know that you know what to be fair there are quite a few good Nissan trucks mm-hmm. like there's the Titan and stuff, but they're not as common. The truck guys tend to gravitate towards the classics, right?
Yeah, Chevy,
Dodge, like a Ram or a Ford, or you know,
but this
whatever.
Was the 90s too, like I mean
even in the 90s like Ford and Dodge were huge, and Chevy
and if I recall correctly at one point too they were saying that the truck was valued at about $15,000 so even for the in 1995
that's not
money
crazy.
That's not an insanely expensive truck.
That's true.
Yeah, you can get much
but hey man, free is
well that's
better.
The thing, so you're saying valued at $15,000, that's another good point is just goddamn, like so you'd think about it, don't think of it as a truck, think of it as like as money, right? Because that makes sense, time for money kind of thing, right? Or paying for money or sacrifice for money. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody asked you to put your body through like torture for 80 hours, 75 hours, whatever, right? Like all, you know, just under a bit under 100 hours, like for $15,000, do you think people would say yes? Do you think that if they just took out the truck and they said, you know, stand or whatever, do this, like they just changed it a little bit and took the truck out of the equation and said money, do you think they still would have done it?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's probably more like 30 nowadays because I mean inflation and shit.
Sure, right? Sure, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever, $30,000, like $30,000 now can't even buy you a Tesla Model 3, like the lowest end Tesla.
Speaking, I was gonna actually bring up Tesla. Is
would
like,
I do it? No, hell no.
No, what the Cybertruck comes rolling, and it's like, Andrew, you got
hands on a Cybertruck. Wait a minute, what did they say that the Cybertruck's made out of again? What's the?
Oh, I can't remember.
There's a whole thing. He talks about how it's made out of
recycled Starbucks coffee cups.
That's funny. Yeah. No, but there's a whole thing they're saying like it because he was hitting it with the sledgehammer and everything.
Yeah.
It's made out of something.
Titanium.
Yeah, it's like
steel.
It's just stainless steel. Yes. Yeah, so hence, so hands. Like it'd be hands on a steel body.
Steel body.
Yeah. So So if hands that happened,
on steel.
Or hands on a cyber body.
Hands on a cyber body.
Yeah, there you go.
It sounds like almost like weird porn.
Yeah. Hey, man, hard body does
hands
too.
Hands on a street legal so tank.
No, I definitely, I wouldn't, I don't know. I'm more practical.
Know,
and like I was telling Rylan after the movie, I was like, I don't know, I have two, or during maybe, is, you know, I just care too much about my own well-being to do something like this. Like, I feel like human beings we're supposed to have our own self-interest in mind and our, like, self-preservation. It's like an instinctual thing you're supposed to have in order to survive. Even though it's changed over time, it's still supposed to be there.
Competitions have changed.
But people who take like crazy risks, they're obviously a little detached from that. But a lot of times they'll do it for like the high of taking the risk or something like that. Like that feeling alive feeling. This isn't that. This is just stupid risk taking. This is just doing something for like for barely a benefit. Mm-hmm. For a let's double it. $30,000 car. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even do that for a $30,000 car.
Hey man, I don't know. You see that Cybertruck.
My car costs
up.
More than $30,000. I wouldn't do it for my car.
I don't even have a license. You might see my hand on there. Just me going, oh yeah, let's go. I'm ready to go 100 hours, Andrew. Give me that Snickers.
You know, that's another thing I wonder about this whole thing. Like, were they just doing it to accomplish it? Like, was it the sense
part
of accomplishment?
It.
Like, was it really for the truck? Because, like, the guy who ended up winning it, he didn't even intend for it to be for him anyway.
Well, some of them
it didn't seem like it mattered that much.
Well,
to
he
his
probably
life.
Already has a truck.
Yeah,
right?
Like
truck
I don't
is a
think
part of your identity in Texas.
Yeah,
too,
so
right?
I don't think it was that important to him.
Yeah.
I think that maybe it was more about just like doing it, like the process of doing it.
One of the people said they were going to sell it so they could pay off debts and bills. And all
yeah,
that's
that.
Different.
So
that's
some
different.
People, yeah, there's
yeah.
some people had their own motive or
yeah, like some of them
it
was a little more critical to their life, so their
yes.
reasoning was. But that well, so I'm not saying it's like a blanket statement for all the contestants, but the guy who won, even
yeah,
I think he would have been like it wasn't that critical to him at all.
Mm-hmm. Before we go any further. I don't know what you guys think, but should we probably not mention who won?
Well, I haven't
curiosity?
Yet. So
you haven't yet?
Yeah. I just said, well, I...
Yeah.
To be fair, I kind of... I gendered it. But to be fair, there weren't that... Well, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Just, I think it's cool to not... Because at the same time, like, although it's very funny and goofy and... You know, just kind of hilarious.
Well, you
stuff.
Could watch
you
it
do get invested
it.
On who's going to win. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
throughout the whole thing, you're like, okay, who is it going to be? Because there's so many different strategies and, you know, people are trying different things and stuff like that. And you're wondering if that's going to work, if that's going to work. And
tell you what.
There's some things that you
Jack,
know
you
are
just,
not going to work. like
Jack,
the Snickers.
You just bleep out the part where I say the gender. just boop. Just yeah. put in a couple bleeps there. And for the remainder of the podcast, I'll just say.
Block this
I'll
out
just
too.
Say, I'll just say person.
Yeah,
I'll say person.
I'll even use your little sound beat.
The victorious individual.
That. Or no. or just every time you do it, what? Chicka! You know,
like, until... no, do it like Craig Ferguson. Tutti Frutti.
Yeah.
I think exactly. I only said it a couple times. So, like, you don't have, it's not that much. Anyway, yeah, the person who won, it didn't seem to matter too much. So, like,
I'm
it's funny. To think how much this actually impacted them and if it was really worth it or not. But the struggle watching them go through it was really entertaining. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So my question is, I mean, going back to what we were talking about, I mean, what would you put your hands on for 80 hours or 100 hours? What would you put your hands on?
I don't know why my mind just immediately goes to a million
house?
Dirty things. My mind just goes to everything dirty. I just immediately, like...
House.
I was touching too many gross.
What about
things.
A house though? What if they were like, hey, here's a house? That's pretty crazy.
Okay, so like a house in Vancouver or
yeah.
something would be like millions of dollars. Yeah.
That's put your hands on that hard body.
You know, that's a good point. Like, would I be willing to like fuck up my health for like the short term in order to have long term gain?
Hands on a hard doorknob.
You know what? I would still say no. For me personally,
oh,
I would just
wow,
say no. The reason, though, I would understand the rationale a lot more if people did that.
Sure.
However, I know that I can't do it. Like,
I
am so confident
there's
that
no
I can't
point.
Do it,
yeah.
that I'm not going to put myself through that because I'm so certain
pain.
That I can't. Because I work where I stand for a long period of time. So I have that that experience already, where I know that like what it's like to stand in one spot or barely moving from one spot for a long period of time. It's fucked. I can't imagine doing it for like
days.
10 times that amount of time when it's already like, imagine standing for 10 hours. If you've done that, imagine multiplying that by 80 and adding, no sleep, fucked up diet, because there's no way you can have a proper diet in that time. You can only do the best you can with what you got. Like, adding all those external factors and think about how your body reacts to those stressors individually now, combine it all together and put it for that period of time. Do you really think you can win? Because if you don't, like they said in somebody, I have no idea which one said it, in the doc, if you don't think you can do it, why even start?
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it. Right? You should only be in it if you think you can go all the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't. So that's a really valid point. And it's funny because that person also said that they no longer thought that they could do it, but they were already too deep, which I also agree with.
At a certain point, it's like, as far as possible. I've done it,
like, unless I'm going to do serious harm to myself, like I can, like you could injure yourself in a really bad way that you'd regret later.
Or shoot yourself.
Well, yeah. Well, that, you know, I'm sure he didn't think he would get to that point. You know, if you're already like, you know, 20 hours in or whatever, you've gone like long for you. Of course, I'd try to keep going because, like, yeah, everybody knows that feeling of being in too deep, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's because of pussies like you, we lost Vietnam.
Wow.
That's a Texas ass thing to say. No.
Just quoting a movie, that's all.
Anyway, yeah, that was really entertaining. But yeah, I wouldn't put my hands on shit all for
no. Oh man, you got a Cybertruck roll up, man. I'll get you to give me a Snickers run. I'll be standing there, I'll be, hey, dude, give me some Snickers.
Okay, so before we move on, I just want to say that I went to Google hands on a hard body and literally, like, the third, you know, the Google autocomplete, right? Yeah. The third option was hands on a hard body Snickers. And I was like, I was chuckling to myself, like, perfect. Yes. Yeah. I love how Snickers, like, won from this. They got no money from Snickers, yet Snickers wins big time. Nissan and Snickers win big time from this.
Yeah, even when Jimmy Fallon and Tarantino were talking about it on his talk show, the one thing, because Jimmy Fallon happened to have seen it as well, and he was talking about like the guy who ate the Snickers.
Yeah.
It's the one thing he remembered big time for that movie.
Dude, just ate Snickers on every break. I love that. How many Snickers do you think you've had?
There was four. Like,
how many breaks we've had? Yeah.
There was four just shown on camera alone. It's like,
oh, dude, he probably ate like a box, like a big Costco box or something. I'm sure.
Yeah, man, that Snickers. Just give me that Snickers, and I'm going for the Cybertruck. Just give me that Snickers, man.
You know what? Let me throw it back at you. Would you do it legitimately for something?
Fuck, man.
Something really valuable.
I don't know what it would be, though. It'd have to be something.
Like, what if I told you, what if it were like the lottery? And so rather than being the lottery, like the same prize, like a Lotto Max, take that amount of money, except instead of making it the lottery, make it this contest. So it's like 60 million.
Shit, well, yeah.
You'd try.
Yeah, I would.
Do you think you could win, though?
It's hard to say, because... Yeah, I can't say I've ever stayed up that long. Why start
if you don't think you can?
I've stayed up 2 days.
But what about the body and mental stress?
Well, see, you got to prep for that, Andrew.
How can you prep for that?
Put in that work. You got to go do those runs. Remember they were saying you got to, you know, yeah, prepare. And then that girl prepared, and guess what?
She came back and she won. But what about the mental game?
She came back and she won. She was like, you know what? I lost, but I'm coming in to win, you know, the next battle. And she did. She came back. She won the next year.
What about
she
prepped. What about your mind, though? That's the big one.
You got to prep that, too.
I think because...
I'll be doing lots of mental math. That's all I'll do.
Because it's also...
Doing that mental math, that's going to help me go through it.
It's also little mistakes, right? Like, if you don't even think about the things that you're doing because you're so delirious, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, people do involuntarily do things with their body, with their hands, right?
Yeah. So. I feel like that would be, like, my downfall. I'd get, like, I'd get sleep deprived and I'd make, like, one wrong motion and my hands would slip off or something.
I'd probably do that before my body gives in, actually.
The one worry,
I think, personally, if I'm gonna go, that's probably be the first way, but I also think my body couldn't make it in general anyway.
But the one worry, though, is that, like, the one thing I'd be worried about is you have people like truckers and stuff like that. Oh, you probably like in the movie.
Yeah, but the
that you were competing against.
But I'm see, because I don't want to like put you it don't out spoil there. It. But like, you know, there was somebody there who it made sense. Like even at the beginning, they were mentioning if there's a person like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then I'd be worried, right? And that person so didn't even make it like nearly as far as you thought they would.
But that guy also had a good point too. What he was talking about of like the circumstance of like oh, where he stayed up before. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Circumstance matters. You could put a guy who's got like.
That's why
you
it makes think it harder. It makes
so much sense.
It makes and it harder.
I'd say, honestly, it's the people that that surprise you. Like, those are the people who make it the distance. It's like this willpower mixed with body.
Yeah.
But your body's ability kind of thing, right? So you're And that's the thing. You can't even physically look at somebody and be like, oh, well, this person's.
No, because you don't know what's going on in here. You don't know.
You could take, like, one of the best athletes, one of the greatest endurance athletes out there, and say, like, can they do this? I bet you they would lose to somebody you wouldn't expect.
Hey, man, I'll be practicing on hard bodies throughout the year. I'll just be like, yeah, let's go. I'm just holding on to stuff, Andrew. You'll see me just standing.
My car.
I'll just be standing out there with my hand. Like, give me that Snickers.
Just training.
You know Snickers what? And Powerade.
I'll just sit back and just eat Snickers. Like I'll chain eat Snickers.
While smoke cigarettes.
The friggin' Rocky theme plays cigarettes in the background. And
coffee. With what?
The Rocky theme plays in
That's
the background.
That's right. That's me training. Yeah.
No, no, it's gonna be that hot country music. Yeah.
Oh my god. No, or like by like I don't know what the fuck.
Gospel. They were like gospel music.
Like gospel.
She was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gospel music.
But they had the country station playing for everybody.
Yeah, but she was listening to gospel music.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh god, yeah. No, if I had to listen to country perpetually, I would last maybe an hour and a half.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. If you the music is the bigger discussion.
Which one would you be able to last longer with? Gospel music or country music?
Gospel.
Oh.
Gospel's actually like musically like it's very upbeat. Interesting and like the harmonies and like a good like soul voice.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I can you know what? You just listen to the lyrics eventually of the country music and by the like, you know, 20th hour or whatever, you'd be like, it's the same! Kill me!
Yeah, and all you'd be hearing is, why don't you give up the truck?
Lost the girl, lost the truck.
Yeah, you know?
It's like when from hearing it so long, my inner voice develops a hillbilly accent. It's been too long.
There can only be one.
Good God. That was so good.
Yeah, this movie is a lot like Highlander, you know, I gotta say.
That guy being like, I like how they framed, I'm sure that they filmed it that way on purpose too, because they were like, oh, this guy's repeat, you know.
Yeah,
he's a repeat contestant, like he's the winner. So it makes sense that he'd be the one with all the, he gets it, you know, he's been through the contest. He's gonna have a lot of interesting shit to say about it. And the funny shit is, it's like, it is interesting, but it is in no way profound. He just...
He just thinks
it's really profound, and he's presenting it that way. He's like the guy who thinks he's really wise, but he's just saying some fucking nonsense, and people are like, and he's saying it really seriously, and people are like,
he's like an internet edgelord.
Yeah, honestly.
Right. I don't know why. I just all of a sudden just thought of the movie Battle Royale with like there's that one guy who's done it before and he's like.
Oh, yeah. He just signed up for fun kind of thing. Yeah. Except, he's just like kind of nuts and stuff like that. But he's like, but this guy's like got more of that wisdom, that mature wisdom.
It's that. It's,
maturity's going to get you through this contest.
It's that hillbilly wisdom.
He's a grizzled veteran of those hands on a hard body.
One thing I love about this movie is just the whole, with the edits and stuff, just the whole contradictory nature, how they'll have one person be like, oh yeah, if you're young you're gonna make it through, and he's like, no, the maturity, you know, anybody who's old is gonna make it through this,
and all the young people like, saying, those old people over 40, they're not gonna make it, man.
Yeah, like it's like they did that so many times, it makes it's so sense. funny. Or somebody would be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make it, and then it's like 2 hours later, like, oh man, I couldn't make it,
and the doctor is saying like, oh, you can't have so many those treats, man, they'll just sugar will just kill you.
Well, yeah. it's like oh yeah, she's got it figured out, she's got the fish and the bananas and the juice, and they like cut to like the Snickers guy.
Like, all the metabolism is eating them up. It's going to have no energy.
Like, it was so well crafted, even just the editing and, like, all that and the little
this
bits
was,
they
this
used.
This was extremely well edited. That's what I got to say. What makes it a good film is the editing.
Absolutely.
Like, without that, like, the footage itself, like...
I mean, it's funny.
Been,
like,
could have been. It's funny, but
Benny Jenkins,
been,
I think,
okay.
is pretty funny on his own. Like, you could have just had an hour and a half of him,
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I would have
like,
watched this.
And Janice. And yeah, Janice yeah. and her husband.
And her husband.
Fuck,
oh,
yes,
yeah, those
as
guys
a
were
pair,
hilarious.
They are like the perfect married couple. Like, if you just give me a crowd of people and you put them in like random spots, I would say, yeah, they're either related or married. Like, 100%.
Both.
Yeah, or both. Yeah.
You walked into that one.
It's perfect. But I would point them out. You just for sure, you'd be like, yeah, they have to be. You just, they'd open their mouths and say a couple words. You'd be like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh fuck, they're yeah. entertaining.
But I thought it was funny though, like we were like 10 minutes into the movie or 15 minutes into the movie, and like Denise had no idea that this was actually like a real thing.
Was like, everyone was like, yeah, I don't know if it's like based on a real thing.
Oh, I didn't yeah. know, because I hadn't seen yeah. the movie, so I was like, oh, I can't
I like, no,
remember
this is reality. This happened.
Was we thought it was, like a mockumentary.
It was like a mockumentary.
The sameness
yeah.
that you're seeing, it's real.
Yeah, like what's that one on Netflix with the dick drawing on the
oh
the stuff? That's fake. That's a mockumentary, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
same
yeah.
type thing. That's I thought. Oh, maybe it's like that.
No. This is like 100%. Like,
but it's like no, this
all
is legit.
Real.
Oh no, this is real crazy.
Yeah, this is yeah.
God damn, this is like ridiculous, but in real life, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Gotta love it. Yeah, gotta. You can't make this shit up.
No.
So
yeah.
Alex,
anyway, yeah, Alex, we gotta. Yeah,
did this make
gotta
your body
know.
Hard or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just like when you kill a deer for the first time. That feeling when you kill that first deer. That's what you feel when you got your hands on there for so long.
Oh, yeah.
And you win.
Yeah, he's like killing that deer.
You know, it's funny, art, that reminds me of art. It's like such an American ass thing to say, because like I remember, it brings me right back to like us at Oktoberfest, like in Germany, in like Americans will always bring it back. I don't know, like I guess maybe like hunting ass Americans, which is quite a few.
Yeah.
You know, so not like maybe California or LA or whatever, but like more rural Americans with guns always bring it back to shooting shit. Mm. Like they'll bring anything. We were in October. We were in Munich. We were like fucking far away from America. And we happened to sit next to Americans. And literally the first thing, like one of the first things that they say to us when they find out like, oh, we're Canadians is how their idea to like relate with us, I guess they were super crude and like people, they were not the best of people,
no.
But their way, I guess, of trying to relate to us is talk about how they shot a lot of our natives, our Canadian geese,
the
as they
fuck?
Put it, our native Canadian geese. They're like, oh, you're Canadian? We shot your animals. It's like, cool, dude.
Cool story, bro.
Cool. Can we sit somewhere? Like, can we? We just like get up on the table and walk away to another table. Like,
as Denise had pointed out, though, like they were from California.
Yeah. Oh, they were.
Yeah.
I think they're about an hour out from San Francisco.
Fuck yeah! They
yeah.
said they did say that.
They're
yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, you know what? Let's just say American.
All the whole of America. Yeah.
The whole of America. You can't
but
say more progressive states.
Just relate to like killing animals.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
the hunt, man.
It's
man
weird.
Versus nature.
Yeah, so
it's a little creepy, to be honest.
Yeah, it's weird that they bring that shit up all the time. It's like, yeah, we gotta. It's like when you shoot some, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know what I shot shit like that before, you know. It's like, why you always gotta bring that up, dude? You got a problem.
Man, guns.
It's either that or we got atomic bombs, man. Don't fuck with us.
Yeah. It's just like,
what does that have to do with
it's all about getting up in arms.
Well, here's the other thing. You don't have atomic bombs. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Leadership,
it's like you
strength.
Individually don't have any power
exactly.
whatsoever. It's like, I guess that relates to, like, patriotism.
Yeah, and, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, whatever. Anyway, yeah, it just reminded me of that. Right away, I'm like, oh, I always gotta relate it to shooting some shit. shooting something.
So as Chevy Chase said in my pick of a movie, Hero, get out there and report the goddamn human drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, because y'all were talking about human drama.
Oh,
so
well, we weren't. It was
old Benny.
Yeah.
Good old Benny.
Yeah.
Good old Benny quote.
The mastermind.
It's not just a competition. It's more than just a contest. Yeah. It's all human drama. Yeah.
You got to say it with the accent. I don't think it has quite. It carries as much weight with that southern,
that is very
accent,
true.
Southern accent.
Yeah, Benny is just one of a kind.
Human drama. Jack just cringed, so I don't think it was very good.
You also gotta try and drag truck out into two syllables, like truck.
Truck. Oh, no, my favorite. When they said it, I was like, yes, we're watching an American movie. It's vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta get that vehicle.
That vehicle.
You gotta put the word hick in vehicle.
hands in a vehicle.
Hands in a hard vehicle.
The director of this movie was S.R. Binder.
Yes.
From the very first frame, I thought to myself, Harmony Korine won't even put his name on this fucking movie. That's how crazy it is. Because I saw Gummo, and that was from the same year.
Yes.
Anybody seen Trash Humpers?
No.
Oh, you got to see Trash Humpers.
I heard it was like trash.
It's interesting.
I like Harmony Korine, though.
Yeah, the Spring Breakers was pretty
Beach Bum, really good.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's good. It I recommend good. It.
We like Spring Breakers a lot.
Jack. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, no, that's a good movie, yeah.
So
Beach Bum is one that I gotta catch.
You gotta watch it. It's like Matthew McConaughey in the way that you've always thought of him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Beach Bum starring Matthew McConaughey. Now you know the whole movie. But you want to see that.
Yes.
And Martin Lawrence is in it. So how can you go wrong?
Martin Lawrence
and his dolphins. Motherfucking
Lawrence.
That's right.
But a lot of people show up in that movie, but it's really good.
This was an interesting movie. You know, when people are learning how to write in English class, they learn about man versus man, man versus nature, man versus himself. This had all three of those.
Yeah.
All three of those elements.
Yeah.
Because it's one contestant versus another in a sense. It's also the contestants versus the environment, the weather, and themselves. Because after about, depending on the person, between 20 and 30 hours, that's when your mind starts to break.
Yeah.
And that's exactly when my pen died as well. I started to write down delirium, sets in, after, and then it died. So 2.5 years and my pen dies during this film, I guess.
I think that's perfect, yeah.
I think you forgot the fourth one, and it's Man versus Snickers, because that also, you got to see that play out.
There was no versus, it was an addition.
Yeah,
it helped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He was an aide. He wouldn't have made it like even close to his
Like, you know that Super Bowl commercial where they like feed the earth a Snickers and that's how we're going to solve all the earth's problems? That was the last Super Bowl. You never saw it?
Never saw it.
There's so many Snickers commercials.
But it was one of the better ones because I did enjoy it. They basically put a giant hole in the earth.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we don't know. Maybe the earth's just hungry. We're going to feed it a Snickers. They drop like a massive Snickers from a helicopter into the fucking giant hole they've dug in the, and they know it's stupid, so they're playing it that way too, right? It was fucking hilarious. I was like, so if it can fuel the earth and solve the earth's problems, it can fuel you through an entire hard body.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So basically, if I bury a Snickers and climate change doesn't go away, I can sue Snickers for false advertising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how America works.
Yeah. That sounds like an easier way to get $30,000 than putting your hands on something for hours.
See, you're thinking. That's the thing.
See, Zach likes a challenge. So
Zach's I'm going to put my hands on it.
You do it the hard way.
It's like killing a deer.
Zach really is from the East Coast.
I am from the East Coast. Hunting's huge.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I get the thrill, man. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You ever killed a...
Kill a deer.
You ever killed a man?
Man versus man, that's the real sport.
You ever been to a Turkish prison? You know, this movie was 26 years ago. Yeah. 1994 is when they filmed it.
No, 95.
Are you sure it was 95? Because somebody said 1994 at some point.
Yeah, 92. Benny won the 92 one, and he was back 2 years later. This is the 94.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense, because they were saying that the truck was 1995. Usually the truck is
a year ahead.
That's fair play.
Yeah, so it was
26, yeah.
Yeah, 94, and it came out in 97, right?
97,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think of it, there is a fourth man versus. In this case, in the case of the guy who ate the Snickers, in 26 years, it's man versus diabetes.
Ooh.
And you know what? I don't think he'll have any legs to stand on or hands to put on that truck.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really funny because, like, when Jack and I saw this movie, because we're the only two who saw beforehand, we were seeing it as a part of a 24-hour marathon.
Yeah, I just missed it.
And you just missed it. Yeah. Literally, you came the movie after. This was, like, what, the second movie, Jack?
I think it was the third.
The first one was, like, a super short film, right?
Well, that didn't really count. Then there was another movie, and then there was Divorce Italian Style?
Yeah.
Was first?
Yeah, I still have the list. So
and then I think it was Hands on a Hard Body, but... Yeah, it was early in the whole thing, but it was kind of fitting because it's like, oh, like we're going on this like movie marathon. We're going to watch 24 hours of movies.
Yeah.
And this was like the second feature film.
It was the second feature.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, there's The Goddess of Spring, Divorce Italian Style, then Hands and a Hard Body.
Right. So I was like, yeah, like it's so fitting and stuff like that. But the other thing that they did, and I don't know if I ever mentioned this, Andrew, they gave us all popsicle sticks in the screening, and they had names of all the characters in the movie, and basically if you had the stick of whoever won, you got a prize.
That's awesome. Oh,
and cool. I got the Snickers guy. Oh. And I was rooting hard. I was let's go, he's gonna be like the miracle.
Secret
and
to success.
I think I had Kelly.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went a lot further. Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I seem to remember
that. Yeah, I still have the popsicle stick.
Oh, I should have kept mine.
It's in a bag that I brought because obviously for the 24-hour marathon, it's in a movie theater and we're all like encouraged to camp out and get ready.
Yeah.
Again, be there for the long haul. It's a journey. And
Andrew, you went out. You signed up for that.
What?
And you had already worked at a whole shift at
Here's
work.
Here's the difference.
And Andrew, I don't know. There's some similarities here.
No. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. There were no rules. There were no rules. Like, I wasn't putting my body through hell. If I wanted to sleep, I could sleep.
Okay.
But everybody passes out during the thing. Like, it's not like anybody's... Well, whatever. In general, people fine to pass out. It's expected. It's not like if I passed out, like, or I had to like force my body to do something. And if I felt as shitty as they did or something like that, even remotely close, like I would have gone home.
Yeah.
Like if it was that bad, I would have like been like, oh, I need to go home. I feel like shit or something.
And
and
under those circumstances, everyone wins because everyone gets to see the movies. If you stay, if you stay awake, there's only one truck.
But if you go the 24 hours, you get the limited edition pin that says I survived.
I don't even know where that pin is right
now. Dude,
it's on my coat. It's on my coat.
Yeah, I got both of them for 2 years. I'm a 2-year runner right here.
I pimped that shit out and people ask, oh, hey, you survived. Good job. Congrats.
Yeah, I got two of them.
I get applause at the grocery store every time.
You do? That's pretty, I get it all the time too. Yeah. I get on the street, I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
What? People actually recognize
special acknowledgement and privilege.
Okay.
Yeah. 24 hours, man.
Should go try to find my
pin. Yeah, you get a limited edition pin and it has like a movie like in the background, like that's part
Apple,
of that specific festival and stuff.
Wasn't it an Apple on ours?
No.
I thought it was an Apple.
It was like a movie, wasn't it?
On the thing?
Yeah.
On the pin. Well, you would know, you wear it apparently all the time.
I can go get it. I
the
know
first
exactly
pin I know
it
had
an
rear
Apple
window.
On it,
the
right?
First year was rear window.
The backdrop,
like the backdrop
the back,
has an apple. A green apple,
God damn it.
I swear.
All right, Jack will
Jack's
return.
Jack's going to return
it
with the answer.
This
the first
all.
Year I did it, it was rear window, though. It was a picture of, what's his face?
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, him in the background.
It's a green apple.
Yeah, green. See, I told you.
Oh, because spring was the
theme. Spring was the theme or whatever. And they had that, I swear they had it like throughout. It was like part of their marketing.
It was the back
page
that
is
when
true.
We were getting there.
Yeah.
It was the default page.
That is true. Yeah, because we were trying to figure out what the
hell
it
meant. See, my memory is pretty good that way. I got that visual memory sometimes. So.
Yeah, no, that is right. Kicks because in. They had had that in newspapers and that was like the clue. Was like the apple, and it was like, what the fuck does that mean?
That worked out well for me. I ended up winning a bunch of shit randomly.
Yeah.
Well, how did they do? Oh no, it was just a raffle. They just did raffles. So okay.
Yeah.
They should have done more like the hands on a hard body stuff. Like
you gotta have your
like
you gotta stand in the movie theater and put your hand around the prize.
No. I meant like the popsicle stick thing. Like the popsicle stick thing.
That was hilarious.
Well, that's like creative. They should do more of those contests throughout.
I'm sad that they only do that every 2 years. I wish they did it annually.
No, you know what? I'm happy. I need like a year's rest after that.
No, you don't. Get your hard body on.
Like even Benny, he didn't come back. You know, he didn't come back the next year. He came back 2 years later. You know, you can only put yourself through endurance tests every 2 years.
No. But then you got to look at the lady who lost, and she came back and won the damn thing the next year. Yeah, but she came back. She did a long time, too. She was, like, what, in the top 10?
Something
wasn't she?
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, like, 8th or something.
Yeah, she did pretty well.
It was, like, 60 hours or something, or close to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pinned her as, like, the one to go that far. like almost all the way.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Any other thoughts, Alex?
Yeah, I like that Texas humor.
Oh, yeah. God. Especially
that East Texas humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good stuff. The movie, it started to drag for me after...
Did it?
After the controversy with people tattletaling and such.
Oh, okay.
But they brought it back. There was some more humor. And then they brought in the drug testing, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
We gonna take it seriously now.
Yeah. Drug testing.
Well, hold on. Wasn't drug testing, established before the contest started, though?
I don't remember.
No, because that clip, there was that clip, remember, where they're showing the guy telling them all the rules in the back room, in a side room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, like explaining to all the contestants what the rules are. And they keep cutting back to that.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about the drug testing, they cut back to that guy explaining the rules to them in the same room, that clip. So clearly it was established and during that meeting that drug testing was a thing.
Yeah, I think
But I think it's only when it comes down to the top prizes, right? Because there's three people that would win prizes, and once you get to top three, that's when they start doing that and taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think it's funny that like they drug test the top three and not just the top person, because of the fact that like the second place and the third place, they get like gift cards. And, like, we're going to do this drug test.
No.
Somebody... Make sure that you ain't scamming us on that gift card.
That second place person...
$250.
They got money, yeah. So the third person... That was funny when they said that the third prize was. I was like, that's fucking a slap in the face.
Oh, yeah.
What a shitty prize. Like, my God. I'd rather get nothing because, like, oh, we don't want you to walk away with nothing. It's like, I would feel more insulted.
And that's what Benny got.
Cool, a gift certificate for the place I will never go to. I don't
even. I don't even know what gift certificate.
Don't know. Don't care.
Some
Calabasas or something.
I don't know. They just said a name of a place that probably doesn't exist anymore.
That's what I thought.
It's a restaurant?
Yeah, it's probably like a $50 gift card or something. Maybe $100 at most. But Benny got.
They couldn't even give him a gift card. If it's a $50 gift card, they couldn't even give them a gift card valued at the amount of hours that they spent. A dollar for each hour that they spent with their hand on the car. Think about it.
Yeah.
75 hours, let's say, with your hand on the car, and you get a $50 gift card.
Yeah.
Woo.
Anyway, I don't know.
Hardcore.
And with regards to the prize itself, I won't spoil it, but that's another Texas thing.
To
be, and he was a sweet guy about it, too.
That's great. I was happy at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if I put my hands on the Cybertruck, okay? Imagine
and
if I
give
won
it to me.
And then I was like, bro, I was giving it to you the whole time. It ended up being this bro story. That'd be a good angle.
Then you'd have a
Let's
bro.
Ride into the Cybertruck together.
Into the sunset.
Into the cyber sunset.
Yeah.
You know what? It'd be less dangerous because we could just turn the autopilot on. We don't have to drive the truck after it's 80 hour.
Yeah, hands off the hard body.
I love that when the person who actually won, they didn't realize it. They were just like so like in the zone at this point that they just like kept their
like,
hands
like, I can't do it. Wired themselves to think I can't do it.
Part of me thinks that, but part of me also thinks that they were waiting for like people to come and stuff
to acknowledge that it's done.
To be fair. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that also
ranked it wasn't
in my
until
head.
The handshake where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually come and they go, okay, you are the only person.
But even still, like,
it's pretty funny, though.
Looked like kind of dazed because, like, both hands are on. Like, you only are required to have one. Still, like, both hands planted and just kind of, like, staring.
Mm.
Yeah.
The sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly.
It just looked like, just shock or disbelief or, like dazed.
Yeah. It's so petrified. Like, did I win? Did I win?
It's like, well, this has been my life for, like, the last, like, three, four days.
Can you imagine
like,
how much tunnel vision you get doing that, though? Right? Like where your mind goes, like how narrow, like how you shut everything out. Like just
it's
imagine
like friggin'
your mindset.
No wonder you give the truck away. I'd never fucking want to see it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd probably hate that fucking thing.
Oh yeah,
like, I can't imagine. Well, anyway.
Constantly associated with the trauma.
Yeah.
Like
you might have some serious PTSD after that.
Sure.
Like you get in the. You get in the truck, put your hands on the steering wheel, and you can't take them off. You're just like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. You sit in the car all night. You sleep in it with your hands still on the wheel.
Yeah.
Listen to this millennial sissy. Go back to your safe space. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? You're right. Everything I've said so far is, no, I can't handle it. I can't do it. No, I'm not even going to try. No.
All right, I'm done.
All right, Jack. So as the only other person who's seen this movie, going for the round two here.
Yeah.
Coming back second year.
I'm going to wait this time.
Yeah. How'd you fare?
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you said you were awake the whole time.
Yeah. That's my claim to fame.
Second round is in, like, you know, the second time you've seen the movie, yeah. Second
He's
year.
Drinking Gatorade, smoking cigarettes.
He said I'm still awake.
Iron Man of the 24-hour film fest.
I stayed up enough where I could sneak in a little, pitch some humorous photos of me fucking with Zach as he dozed off.
Oh, we both did. Yeah, we were both awake.
Yeah, we were both during the second to last film, which was Bambi.
I'm shocked that not everybody fell asleep during Bambi.
Well, because some people slept earlier, though. That's the thing. Like, some people would have slept earlier, and then they would have woken up by that point.
And
whereas I tried to go all the way,
yeah.
Obviously.
And to be fair, there were much more boring,
Bambi is slow as fuck.
Yeah,
it's slow, and I've seen it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah. I saw it, and I took the opportunity.
Well, and the music,
like, you know,
it's like,
and then the
like that kind of thing. It has like that.
You just want to see the mother get shot, then you can go to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know that bone.
Listen, no, Alex, listen. That's exactly what happened. I mentally kept myself awake. I'm like, I gotta see the scene. You know, I gotta see Bambi's mom get shot, and I passed out right after. I felt like I'd seen what I wanted to see, and I passed out. That was Bambi for me. There's no, as far as that viewing went, it was just a horror story. It was just Bambi's mom gets shot. It's depressing, and that's it.
Lights out.
Circle of life.
That's
bitches.
Right. That's right. It's like that feeling you get when you shoot a deer, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Puts
me right to sleep. It's so relaxing.
So Benny killed Bambi's mom.
Yeah, that's Benny Jenkins.
That's the off-screen man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
AFI top 20 villains of all time.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Secretly Benny.
It's Benny.
Oh, God.
But yeah. I think he's exciting.
Yeah.
I'd like to have him as a neighbor.
Yeah.
You know who I want as a neighbor? I want Janice and her husband to be my neighbor.
They're like cool year.
Yeah, so
unit
that I can
from
just have.
Unit.
Right? No kidding.
Can you just leave? Yeah, like I'll just put my house like behind them so that like the direction that the air conditioning unit is blowing, just have my house behind theirs. So that 20, what was it? 20 ton. 20 ton air conditioning unit could just blow cold air towards my house. So I could just sit on the porch and
like cool, like the whole freaking block, like just leave your window open across.
Yeah, fuck, man.
I'm just
like
thinking
just
the electric bill, man.
Oh my God.
I want Norma as my neighbor because every day I can go outside and say, "You lost, bitch. Where's your god now?"
Yeah.
That'd be can't fun. Hang with the big dogs. You gotta go on the porch with the pups. There's so many good quotes.
You know what? You know,
he's
actually, I'd pick the Snickers guy. Snickers guy would be a good neighbor because anytime we get into a confrontation, I could just start playing like thunder noises and just start showing him pictures of thunder and lightning and he'd fucking run off and I wouldn't have to deal with him.
Get
anymore.
Rid of that tent.
Yeah.
You don't need no tent. I want that prairie sun. Get me out there.
Yeah, and I could prank him so easily. Like, one day I could just go out and set up a giant tent over his house.
Yeah.
Just a one giant, like, you know, the vehicle, like those vehicle screening tents, a giant canopy or whatever. Put that shit over his house. It'll wake up one day. Goddamn tent!
With a person!
Yeah, and then just like... one night I'll just steal all his Snickers box and I could just fuck with him so easily. He gave all his weaknesses away in those interviews.
And you gotta love like the bystanders, like the people who aren't even like participating in the contest, just like giving their input to the camera every now and then. Like the one guy who was just like, Russ is out there wearing boots. What?
And it's like cowboy boots. Like,
yeah.
You gotta realize where you are, right?
He wasn't wrong though. Like, you crazy, man. You got a standing cow. All the Texans know. Those aren't comfortable. They aren't endurance footwear.
And I love how even in the same sentence, that guy was like, oh, yeah, you know, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots because when I wear tennis shoes, they don't feel as good. But maybe later, you know, I'll get them tennis shoes. So he, like, contradicts himself in, like, the same sentence.
It seems to be a thing in Texas nowadays.
Yeah. I love that movie for just the contradictions. That had me rolling.
That was good.
Yeah.
What else do you think, Jack? Your second.
Yeah. I guess I should talk now. This is the second time seeing it. It was interesting because the first time we saw it, the added experience was the crowd and the audience actually interacting with it too. And then, like, the theater like holds like I don't know like 200 people, and it was about like half full, I would say.
Something like that.
And just everyone was into it, people would gasp and go when someone would drop out, and like that. It just kind of added to the experience of just like, this is absolutely ridiculous, and I can't believe we're all into this.
Everybody was roaring, laughing, and it was like everybody was just into the it was actually kind of intense and stuff a little bit.
It was just like, and when it starts, you're just kind of like, what the actual fuck am I watching?
Yeah, you're
and
seeing you're like, this fucking like rims spinning and shit, and the quality's not that great,
and they're
on this highway, and you're like, what the hell am I watching?
And then they're just talking about I thought it was gonna be something about the hardships of living in Texas or something in a town or something, but then once it reveals what it is, you're just like,
and then you see the title,
oh okay,
and it's like, and it is hardships, but they're entirely self-inflicted.
Like what you said, Andrew, I think the editing is what kind of puts this all together. The timing and just everything just works perfectly. The effort into what, obviously it took them 3 years to edit the whole thing together, and it clearly paid off because you would think they probably had hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage from both cameras compiling everything, and just like, I wonder what just like all the stuff they didn't use that was just as good or hilarious. And so, it's just one of those, like, that's what documentaries do best. They take something that you would never think of and don't, like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden you're just invested in this, like, hour and a half. Like, again, we joke and say how much of a human drama it is, but yet we do get sucked up by the drama and, like, their methods and what they're going to do. The fact that all of us were vocalizing, like, oh, what are you doing? Or, like, why are you wearing those boots? Or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's hilarious.
One that I gave a shit that somebody cheated or something. Yeah. I'm like, that's not fair. Why do I give a shit?
Oh, that was the thing that when we saw it in the theater the first time, just everyone like, hey, he took a hand off.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like a full thing, and that just added to it. So it is one of those like memorable theater experiences with
the
crowd.
But then it's like, but then you take into the circumstance that we were also on a marathon, so that it was also kind of meta too.
Yeah.
It was like, we're just starting our marathon. This is what we have to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I thought it was an absolute brilliant pick for choice. That.
Good on the organizers for going with that one as well.
Unlike some other films they picked.
Oh god.
But, like,
like, honestly, like, there was maybe like a three or four others that'd be like, everything else was like, oh god.
Yeah. There was like a couple.
Bon Travail. Fuck.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Which one?
Bon
Travail.
Bon Travail.
I like that more than you guys.
Fuck you. That was dull. And then Certain Women. Like,
Certain Women I was okay with. It was more the middle story of the three that was just awful.
Yeah.
The first and the third one were bad. They were, you know.
Yeah, just that stuff with Michelle Williams.
Yeah, God.
Just, oh, my God. I love you, Michelle Williams, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, but yeah, no, overall, like I said, I was excited when I found out this was going to be your pick, so I couldn't wait to go through this again and relive some of those lines and just seeing how, like, you all would react who hadn't seen it. So I'm glad. This is, one of the, by far the most underrated. One had ever heard of it, and it was just dropped on us out of the blue, and just how immediately you get sucked into it. For something very simple. And I like hearing how much of a, like, it's almost like its own little mini franchise with its own Broadway show.
Oh yeah.
And just the fact that you can still buy it on the website, and it's still,
and there's still productions of it
still
to this
production.
Day.
Yeah,
people are still doing productions. They're going to different cities with it.
It's
apparently
a simple
very good
set. You just need a truck.
And they base it on all the characters. So all the characters that you've seen in the movie, like, they're played out in, like, the Broadway musical and stuff, and the musical, and it's really cool. It's cool that it has kind of
a life
afterwards.
Yeah. But yeah, no, overall, I enjoyed it, and I'm glad we got to experience on this show, because yeah, no, this is definitely you missed it type of material.
It really is.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah.
What? So,
this is a definitely you missed it type of movie.
Oh, okay. Like, I wasn't sure in what context you were.
It fits. There's no argument in terms of whether or not it's
underrated. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some, of our picks in the past, like say Amadeus.
I thought you meant like the feel of it.
Lights actually. Yeah. As well.
I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
The feel of what we bring in usually, like genre wise or feel wise, but yeah, no, it's definitely underrated for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard because it's like documentary. It's like I find there a lot of them are underrated for the most part because documentaries don't really get their due a lot of times. But this one's really underrated. Like I had never even heard of it. Mm-hmm. I've heard of a lot of documentaries, at least mentioned or whatever.
Yeah,
but I just haven't seen them. Whereas this, like, we had no idea even what this was. Yeah. Like, you're like, what the hell you are you even getting name. Into? Yeah.
Like, nothing. It was just like, okay.
And then it turned out to be, like, amazing.
It was like, even the ones we had heard of, like, oh, I get to see this. And you're like, okay. But the one that we had no clue about was, like, it stole the show.
I feel like that happens. That's a tradition with the 24-hour marathons at Cinematheque. Because when I went to Cinematheque the first time for the 24-hour movie marathon, it was Man with a Movie Camera.
Mm-hmm. That
rocked me. I was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
Yep.
And it's always that film that you've never heard of that you just go in blind, because it's good to go into a movie blind, and a lot of people kind of miss sight of that. They get spoiled with trailers and whatever, and then they go in and they already know parts of the movie. They know what they have expectations. Mm-hmm. If you go in blind, you don't really have expectations. You might know who made it, maybe, possibly. But with Cinematheque, if you've never heard of it and it just drops on you, it's like you don't even know who made it. And so if you just kind of find things out as you're going along, and it's this whole experience. You're literally taking the movie in live.
Yeah, Leonard Maltin takes that approach. He doesn't watch trailers. He avoids any information. He just goes in blind to a film.
I'm starting to do that more because I've had better experiences with movies.
I will say there is some instances where I felt like I just recently watched Uncle Booney.
Oh, yeah.
That context would have been very helpful.
Sometimes it... Well,
just a little bit, just like to get it, because when I went into that one, I was like, what the actual hell am I watching?
Sometimes going into a flick with some background knowledge or knowing what to
like
look into
line.
First
yeah.
is can be actually really helpful for the film. It can enhance it.
Yeah.
I think like a movie like Mother or something like that, it's like, oh, if I had been able to make those connections immediately, like while watching the film, would have enhanced it a little bit rather than making them after the fact.
We're talking about 2018 Mother, by the way, just throwing that out there. Or 2017, I can't remember which year it was. 17 or 16 even, maybe.
No, I think 17.
I think it's 17.
Oh no, it's 17, it is. Yeah, yeah, it is.
So...
Yeah, because Bong Joon-ho also made a movie called Mother.
In 2009, which was great.
It's great, and I just don't
want
to confuse
it. Hollywood... Mother.
Yeah. Or it's more like Mother.
Mother. Yeah. The exclamation mark.
How's everyone? Is everyone under the year? I got the
2017.
Year.
I said 2017. Yeah.
I said 17.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just remembered because I was doing. I'm still building my movies of the decade list.
And, oh yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at 2017. I remember that being
so,
on there.
So sometimes it's it's good to have that because if you're making connections after, that's also fine, but making it in the moment is really cool so then I would have benefited from brushing up on some Christianity or Bible shit, but that would have helped just because if you're religious, cool, like then you would have, well, you probably would have fucking hated the movie.
It's fun to figure it out along the way, I think, if you can.
It's a different experience, quick. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, if you never read those stories, like, at all, like, you're not religious at all,
well,
it goes
great.
Over your head, you don't get it at all, like, you don't make that connection at all, and then you later read up on it, because you're like, what the fuck? You know, you like, obviously, you're like, especially if you enjoyed it, you're like, what did I watch? And stuff like that. And that's when you start seeing the connections being made in what you're reading. Which happened to me a lot just because, like, I really have never...
You didn't have the context.
I never read any of that because I never read any of that. Like, I just knew what's generally known, you know, what's part of common knowledge.
Whereas for me, it was a treat because, like, I had... Right, like especially Old Testament and stuff.
Yeah,
like
see, I didn't.
Which was key.
I've
to
never.
That movie.
I can say that I've pretty much never seriously read the Bible.
Yeah. So
like in a way where I've like actually taken the time to like read it. Like, I probably opened it up and like read some things,
it's
but I've
full.
Never
it's
actually.
A hall.
Well, it's a hall. Yeah, it's for long. Sure.
There's
yeah.
a lot of battles in
well,
the Old
I
Testament.
Know.
Just
I've
go
never
on
been.
And
I've
on.
Never
and
been.
It's so and their entire chapter is just devoted to like this person's the son of this person who's
yes.
the son of this. Yeah, yeah holy yeah. shit.
You guys should read the children's picture Bible.
The picture.
Oh my God.
Children's Bible. You know what I need?
Every page has a picture and like. Three sentences. Best one ever.
Yeah.
You know what I need? I need us to get sponsored by Audible so that we can get the
yeah, that's what
the Bible. The Bible. Well, yeah, with Bukkake, I don't think we're
out of Bible.
We're
nope.
getting sponsored by anything.
Yeah, with Zach but, and myself, it's not happening.
But you know
the
what?
Bukkake Bible.
You can listen to the Bible on Audible. There you go. Maybe that's the way to get through it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the last two chapters are
yeah, who can we get? We can get Morgan Freeman to read the
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah, we all die and, like, you know. Yeah.
Can get Morgan Freeman to read the Bible.
Yeah, that'd be good. You
know? Yeah.
And God himself.
Or
that's right, see?
Yeah, yeah. Who better?
Or yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. But yeah, I tend to agree with you, though, going in blind is always the best. So.
It really is, and I've noticed yeah. that. Cause
like, sometimes
year...
I want to go in so blind, I just put a blindfold on, and I...
Oh,
and
you
and
experience
the
it on
to watch, to watch the blind side, yes.
The blind side. Yeah, maybe it's better that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Who knows, right? Like, it could benefit the film.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Jack.
You got anything more
Any
to say
other
on the
thoughts?
Film?
Well, you guys seem to be going at it, and I thought I did wrap up my
yeah, yeah.
So.
All right.
I think you said I liked it.
Well, because it was the second time I've seen it, and more
yeah,
just trying to, like, compare the two experiences and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, and that's fair. Like, the theater's always going to be better. I've noticed that with most movies. Like, even, like, Parasite, if we want to talk recent, like, I was kind of mentioning this before, but I'd seen it in theaters. It was amazing. I saw it at home, and I was like, okay, like, this is still really good, but, like, it doesn't have the power and stuff to be, like, best film of the year. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see it again a third time, but I saw it in the theater. Again, I took somebody, and it was just like, oh, yeah, like, this has, like, everything and more, and there was things that you just didn't see the first two times.
Yeah.
And just a lot of brilliance and stuff. So it's like, yeah, a lot of movies, you know, are just better in the theater, and I think... You know, with our experience, it was just such a weird thing that nobody really knew about it, and everybody just had a blast. It was just an experience that everybody got sucked up in, and yeah, it was like a collective kind of energy that was building through. It was fun.
Can really impact a film,
yeah.
the experience, who you're watching it with, where you're watching it, that kind of stuff can really
yeah.
impact it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I, you know what, I'm glad actually because... Tons of people are watching it in the theater now, actually.
Yeah.
Parasite.
It was selling out every show.
It's got a record now. It's
yeah.
it's the biggest Oscar box office Oscar boost of all time.
Yeah.
It went from making like, I forgot what it was. But
it was 160 million overall. Like worldwide.
That's like worldwide overseas. Cause
35, I think,
overseas.
Domestic or something.
Yeah, but it was like 44 million or something after the...
well, I believe it. Because literally, like, it was, like, the day before or whatever, I was talking to my friend about going to the show, and we were like, oh, we're going to go to, like, say, the 6:40 show or whatever, Parasite, so we're going to go and get tickets. Let's grab them, and we were going to grab them the next day. Well, we went the next day and sold out, and we looked online, and the show times had doubled, which I don't know if I've ever seen that, like, overnight, of it going from 4 to 8 showings in one theater, of just them being like, yeah, we need to double the showings. And then when we got our ticket for the next show, and then we went, and like all of them were sold out.
Yeah. Cineplex is on board for let's make money.
Well, yeah.
Let's put this movie in every theater if we can. Yeah, it's smart. I mean, I'm glad. You know what? That's a good thing.
But back to a movie that also should be in every theater. Movie should be in every theater. Rylan, what do you think about this?
I agree that it should be in every theater.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bring it back. Just drop it. Don't tell anybody. Just drop it in every theater. Be like, here you go.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gift. You don't know what's been bestowed upon
yeah.
you until you have the privilege to sit down and witness.
Just get your hands on it.
Get your hands dirty
yeah,
with this movie.
Get your hands on it.
Just replace every Birds of Prey screening with this movie. Like, just
Harley Quinn hands on a hard body.
That's right. See how that goes down.
See if it makes any difference.
Birds of Prey is actually not bad. We saw that one.
Oh, really?
Did Did you see Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, or Birds of
yeah,
Prey?
Yeah, which one did you
see? We saw Birds of Prey.
Yeah, we saw before the title change.
Ooh, dedicated.
Since seeing as we saw Margot Robbie in the trailers, we were pretty able to figure out it was a Harley Quinn movie.
Did you watch the... So you saw the Let's Watch Margot Robbie Act movie, right? let's watch Margot Robbie do a character.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
The movie. Anywho.
It's an attempt to redeem Suicide Squad, the movie.
Ooh. I think Suicide Squad's irredeemable. So.
Well, you heard the Whatever. Suicide Squad's coming out, eh?
You know, hey.
Which I think is hilarious. They just added the.
Behind it, right?
And it's so. Like, oh, it's a new film.
Well, the Batman.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, but that's well, a little different.
And they did something similar to, like, Hulk Batman, and Incredible right? Hulk, so. Like those yeah. few years apart.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess it was the Hulk before. But I think it's funny because Suicide Squad is like so close. Like it was only made a few years ago, right? 16.
They just want to like yeah. forget that it ever
there's
existed.
There's like the Suicide Squad.
I guess the diminishing collective attention span applies to movie releases as yeah. well. You can release something 3 years later and be like, oh yeah, we totally forgot that exists.
Yeah, so that never happened. So here's this movie.
I think they can get around that a bit just by like because they... Because who they put behind the movie and stuff, right? So it kind of gets people on board again.
I'm going to release The Hands on a Hard Body.
The Hands on a Hard Body?
Yeah. 2021, yeah, The Hands on a Hard Body.
You could just release it Hand on a Hard Body, and it would be, and that would just be, that would be fine. Like, people wouldn't even notice.
Hard know? Body with hands on it.
Hands on Hard Bodies.
Maybe.
The first time I heard of this title, I thought it was is this supposed to be like a mental illness kind of movie? I don't know what. It's
yeah.
not like an artsy movie, and then that showed up.
Well, it's interesting because when Jack and I, when we finished seeing this movie or whatever, and Andrew showed up afterwards, and he was like, what was the last movie you saw or whatever? And I said, Hands on a Hard Body. And he's like, Zach, are you making up titles now?
Yeah, I thought he was
And I'm like, no, really, that's the name of the movie we just watched.
I thought you were full of shit because you just said that. I'm like, that's not a movie.
I got one for you, and you can direct it, Zach. You can write it and direct it. It's called The Hands of Fate on a Hard Body.
Oh!
I'd watch the hell out of that.
I would totally. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a prequel.
Yeah, before Manos. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I would love to see that.
I would too.
Yeah, Jack is not enthused.
God, I'm just picturing, like, the freaking guy, like, standing, like, with, like, the hands cape, like, in front of the
spiking
truck.
That'd be so perfect.
And when they're interviewing all the people, it looked like the hand. That actually bothered me both viewings, because it looks kind of like the hand from Manos Hands of Feet.
It looks like a child's hand, like...
But it's, like, blown up.
The fingers are, like, really short, but the palm is really big.
Yeah.
So it just... I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of that Ron Swanson... Vine clip where it was
I don't know.
No, okay, never mind.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, Rylan. Any other thoughts?
I mean, what else is there left to say, really? This movie is a freaking riot.
Yeah.
I was so excited when I realized that you were picking this one because Jax told me about it since seeing it and definitely wanted to check it out. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a story of mind over mind, of easier said than done.
Mind over Snickers.
Proof that you gotta have metal to endure the trials that you witness in this film. And yeah, it's just ridiculous because as we said already, it's so stupid. It's such a dumb idea. And like, why anyone would care enough to participate and why anyone would care enough to watch the participants are a mystery until you actually watch this documentary. And yeah. like, you get to a glimpse into this, like, extremely niche little, like, subculture thing that's extremely localized, but it's so important to the people who are partaking. Like, it's just, it's fascinating and it's hilarious to watch and yeah you do get invested in spite of yourself.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and there's so many different personalities, like strong personalities, and it's just yeah, you kind of get into everybody. She spends so much time with them. They're just standing there and it works to its benefit. Yeah. You know, you'd think it'd be boring, but then it's like you kind of, all the craziness and stuff, it makes it very attractive, and you're just like, oh my God, you get sucked into this world, and now you almost got your hands on the hard body yourself. Strapped in to the driver's seat, just like this.
It's like you're along for the ride with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a solid flick, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm happy I chose this too, but I guess we can get, what, final thoughts?
Yeah.
What everybody thinks? Andrew, what you got some final thoughts about these hands, this hard body?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll give it as many fingers as was supposed to be on the car at all times, you know?
Oh, 10. Damn.
Yeah. You know, it's an entertaining ride. It's really well edited. Honestly, it comes down to just being kind of like an editing showcase, just because it really, because that's the cool thing about a documentary or any kind of like contest or event, mm-hmm. where you're trying to build suspense over time, it comes right down to how the editing is, right? Mm-hmm. How you can force people to give a shit about something that they probably don't care about, because most people don't care about most things. Yeah, they only care about what's relevant to them.
Yeah, this could have very easily been a very boring movie if it had been presented poorly.
Yeah, and you could draw somebody into anything, and this movie proves that, which is such a cool thing to me. So I appreciate it for what it is. I still think it's the dumbest fucking thing, and that's why I like it, actually.
Unless
so,
you win.
You know, props to this. It's so fucking stupid. Just me thinking about it every time.
Even if you win, like, at what cost?
Yeah, just like, oh my God. But you know what? It's what a riot. What a fun watch. Like, I actually really invested in who wins. So that's cool.
Is it, would you say it's in your top five Hands movies of all time?
I mean, I can't think of many Hands movies.
Evil Dead 2 would be my number one.
Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good Hands movie.
Yeah.
What about the Adam Sandler's movie?
What about Adam's Family?
Yeah, Adam's Family with Thing.
My body.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good call, actually. Technically, what, like...
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I lost my body. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that. It's on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet because I only watched
Speaking
the first
of good
bit
French
of it,
movies
but it
this
looked
year.
Good.
That's a good point, yeah. Well, we were mentioning that before before the podcast, but a lot of good French films last year. Yeah. So, Alex...
I'd give it two hands because I want to see it two times, like Jack did. In a parallel universe, because Louisiana's not all that far away, one of the contestants would have been Tommy Wiseau. Oh. Can you just imagine the gold that would have been?
Hands? I'm going to take my hair off for Noah.
What did you just say?
Anyway, how's your sex life?
I didn't even... That wasn't even
How's
English.
How's your hard body?
That was in English. How's your hard body? That's a good one. You know what? It works pretty well, actually. I'm tired. I'm wasted. I love you, Nissan.
Tommy Wiseau is like the cinematic Guile theme. You can drop him into anything and he'll just work.
Perfect.
Just fit in with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's so perfect.
I love the people. I love the way it was shot. It is stupid, but it's a Texas thing, because a lot of people have said Texas is its own world within the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is just an example of that. I would love to see a prequel in another 4 years that explores the origin of this idea, because it was we heard as far back as 92 of this contest going on. Where did it come from? Who started it? Where did it start? I want to see that
marketing
movie.
Department.
Well, the dealership, they said the dealership was heading the whole thing, so I presume that it was such a thing that they had started.
It was a marketing
It was done by the dealership.
I don't care about advertising or marketing at all. But I want to see this further prequel.
I think they should make it like the Up series, where like every 7 years they go and they follow the same people and they bring them all back and put their hands on a new truck. So like the Up series, you follow kids from the age of 7.
Dude,
and
I'm gonna
meet them every 7 years. They make a new film. They make a new film like every 7 years with these people.
I'm
and
gonna
they bring
be honest.
Them back.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see these people now.
Benny, Benny's probably still in it to win.
Dude, I it's going to be depressing. Benny, like, I'm just like telling 80? You right now, it's going to be really depressing. Think about it. It's Texas. Look at what they put their bodies through. Do they all look really healthy? Some of them were old. I'm telling you, if you went back and took all those contestants and said, where are they now? You will be fucking depressed.
No, man, Benny's going to come back. It will back be like, oh,
he got the diabetes and he over there, the Snickers guy, obviously, got the diabetes and now he can't stand because he, you know,
got
you
no
know, said it.
Like new Taylor Dan.
You know, like shit like that. You're going to be like the person who won the contest. He did. You know, oh no, his wife died. He never the same again. You know, some shit like that. It's gonna be fucking depressing. I'm telling you. Look it up, and you'll be depressed.
But then he's gonna be like, it's because they had that tent. You know, get rid of the tant.
It's the tant.
I'll made it to life.
The sun will keep you healthy.
Yeah. Sun.
Yeah.
As long as that curse. No,
he died from
no thunder
skin
and lightning.
Oh fuck.
Oh god.
Most underrated documentary of 1997.
Sure.
Yes.
I feel like you need a stamp with that. You need to stamp that on.
The gold seal.
Why am I seal of approval?
Yeah.
Who needs a con steel seal when you can have that?
What? A palm to hard body.
I mean, it works as you got your palms on it.
That's right. Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah, palm to hard body.
And you win a golden Nissan.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? That's a good prize. Why get this, like, little leaf in this fucking, like, box or whatever? Just get a fucking golden Nissan. Drive that down the highway. It's great.
There's actually a couple of golden Nissans.
Champions is what I call them.
Golden Nissans.
That's great.
You know what they should do? They should give the top three contestants gold, silver, and bronze colored.
Yeah!
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be awesome.
Well, no, but it's all about the one track. It's all about the chasing the one track.
That blue one.
Yeah.
Make them feel blue.
So, Jack, final thoughts?
Yeah, no, this is definitely an underrated documentary. I think this is definitely one of those films you need to see with a group.
Hmm.
I feel like watching this by yourself is kind of like, okay, you know, I don't think you'd get much out of it unless you're with an audience. Because I feel like how the audience reacts to it, whether it's just the five of us or six of us, we have a special guest here today we haven't introduced at all.
Danae!
Yeah, but people who listen to our podcast in the
previously,
past, they would have
they
known
know,
she
yeah.
was the first guest.
That's true. So that's actually, true. Yes, first and only. You can't hear you because you have to talk into a mic. That's why I was.
And
this
like
whole time,
away.
You're like a ghostly voice in the background. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the episode when Denise talks and you hear the
and then
game.
Everybody's.
You hear the audio gain just go, shh, hear the static just pop in.
Oh, no.
He has to increase the gain.
I ain't doing that. The audience can turn it up if they want. I'm not doing work for them.
So Denise is here.
So, yeah, it's like. Keep the silences to a minimum.
You're just the editor. It's not like it's your job to ease the view, the listening or viewing experience or anything.
I was going to say, you know what? Like, this was a masterclass. This movie was a masterclass in editing, but you're about to... You're not getting any of that.
You're going against the grain.
Basically, we can't do any better, so why even try?
You're getting about 5 minutes of effort.
Typical millennials, right? I mean...
Yeah.
If they don't like it, fuck them.
It'll still sound better than the episode where Andrew's mic died halfway through.
That was funny. I still love Jack's face fucking while I'm saying that. I'm just looking into him. I'm like, Jack's pissed or something. He's like staring at me like he wants to fucking murder me. And I was like, what the fuck did I say? I'm looking at him. He's just like, he looks like a mix between that and constipated. Like, I couldn't tell what was going on.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
And then I was like, it was...
You'll be able to tell when you see his hand resting in the
chair. Yeah.
I can feel his eyes the entire time.
Yeah.
He had his eyes on this hard body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I eat it. Then you're like, oh, it's a technical thing.
Yeah, and not until the end. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I was like, it only fucking terrified me for half the episode.
Oh, guys, we totally almost skipped over something. We almost ended this episode. We're going to have to put Rylan on pause for a moment. Because we got to talk about Cop Corner. Cop Corner. What you gonna do?
There's Andrew at Cop Hour.
So, Andrew, what did you think about the invisible cops? Like the one that handed the coffee?
You know what I think? Yeah, that's they had to reassure you that there are lawmen in Texas. That even guns are everywhere. That, you know what? This is what this made me think. That Texas has so many guns that they just police themselves, so they don't need any. They don't need any actual lawmen. All they need is, you know, just what they believe is right. And everybody can take care of that shit themselves, you know?
Right? That's all you need is good guys with guns.
That's right. They have all the good guys with guns in Texas.
And if you
That's how it works.
And if you don't have a gun, you just go to that Kmart, you know?
Apparently,
across, yeah, you just go across and...
God damn, apparently you can...
They're just fucking right.
All you need
taken.
Is 5 minutes in a Kmart, and that's it.
Pretty much. And and it's kind of crazy because they mention it throughout the film, too. Like, you hear them mention
Kmart
and stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah.
That's a very...
That would come back later to... Haunt the whole thing.
Yeah.
Very Justin Trudeau statement. And the guns will police themselves.
That's right. We need to buy all the guns in order to make sure that you know, we can move past gun violence. So we need to buy all the guns and distribute them to the good guys, to who we deem are the good guys. That's how we're gonna fix the problem.
It'd be a bunch of gun-on-gun violence.
That's right. The government knows the best, the good guys, so we're going to take the guns and give them to those guys.
The government?
The government.
The government?
Yeah, that's right.
We don't deal with the government down there in Texas, boy.
That's 100% true. It's 100% true. A place where you can install a 22-ton air conditioning unit in your house and nobody says, that might be unsafe.
No, it's a good deal.
I don't think you should be able to do that. But no, you keep the government out of my house, out of my property. My property.
So you think that the policeman showing up to the competition and giving coffee, do you think that's overstepping any boundaries? Do you think
the law is supposed to be impartial, right? So you're not supposed to
help
show favorite.
Yeah.
Not in Texas. You're not supposed to, you know, favor someone, you know? So they were supposed to all be even contestants, you know? And the law shouldn't be siding with any one of those contestants. So I actually think that was a miscarriage of justice.
Well, yeah, and this is a unique thing, too, because I just realized, like, being a documentary, you can't critique, like, oh, they wouldn't do this or that. I mean, this is real life here.
This is real life.
So you're dealing with the real popo.
You can't hide behind fiction.
These are real cops.
Yeah.
These are real cops. It actually does make me wonder how the hell they police this event, because it's a public event. They have to have rules. They have to have like public safety, which means you at least need. There was a cop there, of course, because it handed her the coffee.
Yeah. I think he
so
stopped.
So you have to have
though.
Somebody there to make sure everything's okay and shit doesn't get out of hand.
There were no
somebody tried to kill
there.
Somebody.
They talked about an ambulance.
No, they had people taking blood pressure, so I think they must have had.
They talked about
somebody.
An ambulance at one point in the film being there or something.
Yeah. So I think they had bare bones stuff, but thinking this is like a small. Clearly, this is a small town or a small place in Texas, so it doesn't make sense they wouldn't have like a lot of. Police or paramedics or whatever. Like if this happened in Houston, let's say, you would have like a fucking army of cops and paramedics, right? Just ready for anything. Any large event, they're going to have like tons of cops. Right?
Ready for a hard body to become a soft body, if you know what I mean.
Just pumping holes. And that's how they do it.
Yeah, so non-existent cops, I suppose. Like apparently, the one. You know what? And that's funny. I'm actually thinking that Longview at that time had two police officers, the day shift and the night shift.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, that's what I think.
So this has been Cop Corner with Andrew Scheck. What you gonna, what you gonna do?
Cock Corner.
I was like,
Cock Corner. Cock Corner. You know what?
Have
that would be fair.
Listening?
So Cock Corner would make sense with Hands on a Hard Body.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would have to be my, I would have to talk about that. Cock Corner.
Cock Corner.
I mean, I just did come from an island of cock called Kauai in Hawaii. There's cock all over the island, man. That's all I'll say. Cock roaming everywhere.
I saw you'd taking a lot of pictures.
Oh, yeah, of cocks? So, the whole time. There's many different varieties
just
and colors. Just
lighten
and
up the social medias with pictures of cocks.
Do you put your hands on those cocks?
I didn't dare. I mean, you know, the children died. Were with them sometimes. You know, they had some chicks and stuff running around. And
actually, we had a rooster like get dangerously close in the Bahamas one time. Like a rooster came up and like it started walking towards us like really aggressively. It stared into my soul, and then I was like, oh fuck! Like, what do you do? Like, it's if just... a big ass rooster comes up to you and just starts like walking towards you, just looking like. And then it just starts coming up, like, slowly or whatever. Do you walk away? Do you run away?
Yeah.
Or do you stand your ground?
No, the thing's great-grandpappy was a fucking velociraptor. Get out of there.
That's right. It's like this, or are you like Texas, where you really stand your ground, you know?
Yeah. You stand your ground and you punt it like you would a baby.
Yeah, dude, that's me, right? There's just a video on right now of me running away from the rooster because I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Don't go to Kauai. That's all I have to say.
Dude, look, it was coming at me. It was coming at me. I was like, oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no.
Oh, my God. It's a rooster.
Dude, I don't know. It's in the Bahamas. Oh, I have no idea how aggressive they are.
They got claws.
You never underestimate.
So Andrew's like the place that Andrew would never dare go, like, would be Kauai. It would be his worst fear because they're literally everywhere. Like, imagine that times 100.
Yeah, mini velociraptors.
They are. I like Rylan's description of rooster. Just
don't watch out for the one from the front, but from the side.
Yeah.
The other two roosters, you didn't even know.
Yeah, you know what? That one was probably trying to back me into his friends, which were waiting behind me to jump.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, back to the film. Rylan, final thoughts on Hands on a Hard Booty. What'd you think?
I'm going to say that it's hard not to like this movie.
Mm, yeah, there you go.
It's an inspiring tale about the triumph of the will in the most bizarre circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very, very inspiring. Some emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes you feel empowered, but not empowered enough to go plant my hands on a truck for 100 hours.
Did you feel more Texan or less Texan after this movie?
I gotta say, I don't feel particularly Texan at any given time, so I gotta say that this experiencing this film probably increased my overall Texan quotient.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I feel like I get more Texan every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I want to get my hands get closer to that hard body every time.
Yeah, I want
to. Jack, we got to start something here.
I want
to. We're getting closer to making a competition every year. Just like, man, we go get the hands on the hard body. We gonna get the hands on the Cybertruck.
I want to get my hands. I want to get my hands on a 20-ton air conditioner.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go.
I want to upgrade my air conditioning.
Our next podcast.
Right. We're gonna be wearing like fucking
parkas,
like yeah, parkas. Fucking, you only see the slits of our eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll hear the whole time.
Forget that, like just the hum of the motor. Wow. And
You think that the heater is bad in this place?
Just oh, God, yeah. No, it'll just be an hour and a half of just, like, air conditioner sounds. Yeah. And then an occasional Zach farting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, you would like until I fart into the air conditioner, and then it, like, expands, and then you're ruined.
You just fart into, like...
I fill your conditioner full of farts.
Well, it's thinking big, if anything.
Yeah. So, Danae, Denise, any thoughts from the couch?
No, I like
way
it.
To put her on
I
the
like
spot.
It was like, I usually don't like documentaries.
Really?
Yeah, I just find them a little. I like reading about them more than watching it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, but this one was entertaining.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. Yeah. It was like a mind game, like a race.
Yeah.
Right? Without actual there is physical movement to it, but like it's I would compare it to like running like a half marathon almost. Like it's that stamina that you need, especially what the last was up to how long? 86 hours? No, how long was it? 78 hours of straight like no sleeping, 5 minutes a break every hour.
Like it takes a toll on your body, and it's not just like
they were putting it forward like it were like you were dealing with athletes. Actually, it was kind of like athletic in that
and sense, honestly, so, for like just regular commoners who are just like, well, I'm just gonna put my hand on a car to win this car kind of thing, and not really having, you know, like athletes, you get years of training before you run like a triathlon or something. But these people are just like, I'm just gonna show up. I'm gonna have like a cooler of like bananas or Snickers or whatever. So like kudos to those people who like tried for it, and especially that Angie, that woman who won it the next year.
Yes. She's like, I lost. I made it pretty far, but I lost. Yeah, I'm trained for like, it, and it worked.
You see, like the people, like when they put their mind to it, and it's I really enjoy that aspect of this documentary, which showed, and it's like a good thing, but you know, except for the last year when someone shot themselves.
That kind of has a big sour note to it. But then the musical came up after, so
So I think it's like a nice thing that it like people of this little town can look forward to every year. I quite enjoyed it.
And that's actually a very interesting point with the whole sports thing, because literally the last episode, also Texas film based film called Friday Night Lights, we talked about like movies with a sports formula, like I was mentioning Whiplash and stuff like that, of how it's like a sports movie done with a twist,
but it can be done so well.
Hands on a Hard Body, you know, kind of qualifies for that.
Sports documentary, so it had that formula, but like it was like did have that like, oh, who's endurance gonna do it, and how are you gonna make it, you know, what's your game plan, how are you preparing, how are your breaks, like shit like that. It was like very much like a I agree with that. It's very much has that athletic element to it.
Standing. Yes. but over a long period of time.
Athletics in America, standing in one place for a long time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Alex is like...
But even still, it's like a few hours. Like, sure, that probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah,
people do that
for shifts, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say I used to do that.
Yeah, places, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and at workplaces, like you don't even get a break every hour.
Yeah,
like you could get a Walmart greeter to do that.
Oh fuck, that's actually a good call.
You can get a production assistant to do that.
You know what? If we could do like, imagine that this becomes like a really big sports betting kind of thing. Like, imagine if it were still going and it got notoriety, and you could go down to like your casino, wherever, like go online to sports betting and bet on the people or whatever. And I'd pick the fucking. If there were a Walmart greeter, I'd be like, I'm putting my money on this guy, and the odds would be like so low because he'd be like this guy you wouldn't expect. He's not like in the Marines. He's not an athlete or anything. Mm. But I'd be like, so the odds would be good, and I put it on that guy.
Yeah,
100%. I put all my money on Ted from Walmart. You know,
Go big or go home.
Yeah,
go hard or go home.
That's right. Go hard or go home. Yeah,
go hard or go.
Who's gonna get the hard body this year? The Lakers or the Heat? Who's gonna do it? You have all these teams all over the world, all over North America.
I have no idea.
You just kind of go all over. Right now. Oh yeah, you get all these teams. They just leave basketball, and they're like, you know what? We're going to get our hands on this hard body.
Oh, we turn all athletics and all sports. The Super Bowl is hands on a hard body.
Yeah.
That's.
I like to see the halftime show for that.
Beyonce, you know.
Bay. She's dancing on top of the truck.
That's right.
As every other, all the 20 are like.
That's right. She's just like, oh, the single ladies, you know.
Put your hands up.
People be like,
put your hands up. Oh, shit.
Or you could have, like, Leon Lai, the one guy who actually kept them on.
Or you could have, like, Rihanna do, like, hard. Or whatever her song, Hard. That'd be good.
You know, you have Rihanna doing Umbrella and...
but Hard body,
and the Snickers guy is like, no umbrellas, no tents! Yeah. Nothing!
No clothes.
It's just a small
only
tent.
Snickers!
Yeah, Snickers would be just the biggest thing.
Snickers like, would be even bigger. Own that event.
Yeah. The car would be paint job, or the truck would be paint jobbed in a Snickers wrapper. Like it would look like a big Snickers.
Oh, totally.
Truck.
Oh my god.
Well, this podcast has officially eclipsed the length of the documentary we watched. So we've done
nice. Yeah. That's good that it's that long. I thought we had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, it was fun. I think that's why.
But hands on a hard body. I hope you guys got your hands on this episode, because you know, it seemed like. This was a good one. We had a lot of fun with this movie, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what, we got Andrew next time.
Yeah.
You're picking a film. Are we leaving Texas? Are we staying in Texas?
Are we doing another dancing movie?
Sports film? Keeping that up?
Sports film? It might be.
Ooh.
It might be. Yeah,
okay.
It might be.
Or it could be a modeling film.
It might be a sports book. It might be a sports film. I'm actually considering
Ooh,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, unsure right now, but we believe if it is, we'd be leaving Texas.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Whew, scary.
But we'd still be in like a sports ass city, so.
I'm starting to get used to Texas like, for two episodes.
Starting to feel like home?
Yeah, starting to feel my hands are almost on the hard body, as I keep saying.
If
they
I'm not
closer.
Mistaken, we'd be moving to Philadelphia.
Oh, is this Invincible?
No.
You're too old, Marky Mark!
Is this Silver Linings Playbook?
Maybe.
Better not.
Sports movie.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. There's basketball in it.
No, we'll see. Honestly, like, it is kind of in keeping with the theme, and I don't think any of you have seen it, so.
Okay, cool.
I don't think so, I think it'd be interesting to bring in. We'll see. I'll surprise you.
Cool. Until next time, keep your hands hard and your body fresh.